You're listening to 89.7 WNKU. I'm here in the studio with Barnaby Bright. Nathan and Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Elaine. I'm so glad to be here.
Thanks for coming out on a wet, early day.
It's our pleasure.
Barnaby Bright is an act that's new to us, and we've really enjoyed playing your CD, and you're going to do a little bit of it live, correct?
That's right.
Introducing Barnaby Bright.
I'm going to do one called Gravity.
Tried everything I know, anything to let you go. Oh, but I just keep on singing that I lied when I said I was alright. I'm anything.
Something strong is pulling me. Gravity.
We cried.
Stripped the windows of their curtains
as I fell into them.
Put the chairs out in the grass.
You cried for me, I cried for you.
Cried our lives apart and packed them up.
We said everything worth saying.
Around the glass,
and you've tried.
In the garden.
You've tried everything you know.
So let the rabbits have their way.
Anything to save my soul.
In between us, there's a forest.
But I'm not sure that it's worth saving.
I can hear you say,
take your world off my shoulders.
Something strong is pulling
me. Gravity. Gravity.
Strip the windows of their curtain.
Gravity.
Put the chairs out in the grass.
Gravity.
Light our lives apart and pack them up in boxes.
Beautiful. Our guests this morning are Barnaby Bright. It's a duo formation today. Is there a full band that's out on the road with you doing the thing? Just the
not
two
on
of you?
The road. That gets a little expensive. But when we play in New York City, yeah, we have a string section that plays with us and a drummer and
We're always looking to pick up a cello player wherever we can.
So. We bring string charts with us.
Well, then you have to move the cello, too.
Hopefully they have their own car, though.
My daughter plays harp, so I feel your pain.
Oh, does she? Does she want a gig?
Yeah, check back in a few years.
Okay.
Nathan and Becky are Barnaby Bright. They are a married couple. Which came first, the marriage or the music?
The music.
The music.
Yeah. Booking agent introduced us in Kansas City, which is where we're from. We live in Brooklyn now, obviously, but... he said, I think you guys would be good together. And he meant musically. But we were good together relationship-ly, too.
Well, little did he know.
We've lost touch with him, though. I'd love to tell him we've been married for almost 5 years. I haven't been able to find him on Facebook or anything. So.
You'll name your first child after him.
Yes.
Well, it's important to have that relationship to kind of combat the loneliness of the road. And
definitely. And especially, you know, it's nice to have someone to kind of commiserate with if you have a bad gig or, you know,
Or a
good gig. Exactly. And some nights one of us is really on and the other one's feeling kind of downtrodden. So it's really nice to have that balance.
Sure. Plus, it's a little difficult to date when you're out on the road and the boyfriend's back home, right, Becky?
Oh, yes. I can't even imagine.
And the road is kind of your life these days. You came from Brooklyn, New York to be here with us morning. Thank you for that.
We are road warriors.
Yeah. A little bit of trouble earlier in the week.
Yeah. We're actually kind of moving across the country, some of our stuff, because we're going to be in the Midwest for 2 months. So we brought a lot of stuff with us. We're playing some Nebraska shows and stuff.
I know. I was looking at your website. You're going to be in Kansas, hometown show, Nevada, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, Maryland. And you're going to stop back here at WNKU on the 2nd of April to do a full-blown concert for us.
Can't
studio.
Wait.
Oh. So excited.
Any cello players want to join us out there, just let us know. BarnabyBright.com. We've got charts.
And we're bringing, we usually have about 10 instruments that we bring to shows with us. So we'll have the full.
This is the most stripped down I think we've ever hit.
Yeah, it's good
just
for
one
us.
Banjo, one guitar. Wow.
Well, Nathan, you are actually an educated musician with a degree from Berkeley, yes?
That's true, yeah. Don't hold it against me, but
so
yes.
So you can read the dots and the lines.
I can read the dots much better as a saxophone reader. I can't really read as a guitarist, but I studied saxophone.
Instrument,
but,
saxophone.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good to be a multi-instrumentalist in this day and age because you can do so much recording on
own.
And not.
It really comes in handy.
He's also a recording engineer, so he does most of our record at our own house, which is great.
To keep everything in the house as much as possible.
Well, the production on your CD is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really, really. Our
mixing engineer Brian Cook has a lot to do with it. I have to confess, so he's wonderful. He worked on Radiohead's last album and stuff, so he's the real deal.
So once he got trained with Radiohead, you hired him.
It's like, okay, if you're good enough for Radiohead, you're good enough for Barnaby Bright.
Well, that's interesting because the way you float your voice up reminds me a little of Tom York. So.
Oh, that's a huge compliment. Yeah. Thank you. I love those guys.
Yeah. Amazing. Now, the record that we have is an EP.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a full-blown CD in the works?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We've been hard at work finishing this record for a while now. Yeah, so we're so close. I think we're just a couple months away.
Probably May, early May. We're still figuring out for sure 10 or 11 songs. And we did a big Kickstarter campaign online. Raised like $11,000 from our fans, and so we're very grateful. And I know that they're like, "When's this record coming out? I paid money for this."
Well, we're shooting for a CD release party on June 21st. Listeners out there probably don't know this, but Barnaby Bright is another name for the summer solstice, which happens on June 21st, the longest day of the year. And in the good old merry days of England, when everything went along with the Catholic Church and the Feast of the Saints, June 21st was the feast day of Saint Barnabas. So it was known as Barnaby Bright, Barnaby Bright, the longest day, the shortest night. So we thought it'd be so cool if we could have our CD release on June 21st.
That's the goal.
That's fingers crossed.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I was just going to ask you where the name came from because it reminded me of Nicholas Nickleby when I heard of it. I thought perhaps it was a fictional character. So thanks for cluing in us Yanks. Well, where to after today? Where's the next stop?
Kansas. We're going to go home, see our family for 2 days, and then head on to Nebraska and do a bunch of shows, and it'll be nice. Two days off sounds glorious.
2 days is a long time.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Now, are you releasing the record independently? Are you affiliated with a label?
No, we have a label. Mishara Music is our label, and we love those guys, and they've been doing great things for us.
They've been getting us wonderful radio interviews like this. Radio
Hey, Mark,
time.
Hey, Linda.
great. Well, we're really glad to have you. We're one of the few all music stations still around these
God
days.
God bless you, yes. Wow.
Well, we wouldn't be here without great music like yours, too, so thanks for getting the music out to us. And you've done a lot with YouTube and I'm sure the social networking world.
Well, yeah, we're working at that, getting our,
yeah,
our video it's presence.
It's not my first inclination to do the online stuff. I'm rather sit in my room and play around and write stuff. But that's definitely a necessary part of the job now. So we're starting to get better at that.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
It's sort of the old-fashioned way compared to now. It seems like so many top-selling artists come up through the competition shows.
That's right. The contests. Really changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So you guys actually play and write your own music. Do you write together? Does one write then the other? How do the songs come about?
We write together. Usually one person will be the host of the song and the other will help deliver the baby, so to
speak. Like he's my editor. I'm his editor.
You get stuck. I just don't know how to end this. The other can step in and say, oh, sometimes a fresh perspective is really the most important thing. You can get too close to a song sometimes.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. And collaboration is always good.
Oh, it's wonderful, yeah.
Ask Lennon and McCartney worked for that.
No kidding.
Well, and who were some of your influences growing up?
Well, you just mentioned the Beatles. That's a huge influence for me. Patti Griffin was a huge influence. Joni Mitchell. Whenever anyone asks me this, I always blank. But those are the ones that always come to my mind first.
My mama raised me on Bob Dylan records and Simon and Garfunkel and all that stuff. But I also, one of my greatest inspirations in music is Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. Those two guys. I mean, you don't hear a lot of that in this, the kind of music we're playing, but they really inspired me on a personal and spiritual level.
For
both
our,
of those guys.
For our radio audience, I should mention to you that he's got a banjo strapped to him while he's claiming to listen to Duke Ellington.
Hey, early Duke had a banjo.
I can vouch. He's obsessed.
No, I hear a lot of different influences in your music, and obviously some educated choices going on there, some intelligent music being made. You've had a little bit of luck getting your tunes on television as well?
Yeah.
Some soap operas?
ER, Days of Our Lives. And they had this crazy country reality show, like a Next Big Thing, I think it was called, to find the next big country star, and we wrote like a theme song for that, so that was kind of fun.
And Baby Borrowers, don't forget Baby
Borrowers. Oh, my goodness. There was this show on NBC where parents would loan their children to teenage couples who thought they were ready to have kids, and then they could try it out.
Sounds like a great idea, right, Elaine?
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. it was. I don't think it aired for very long.
That didn't stick, that one.
Wow.
Can imagine the letters that NBC got on that one.
But that's another great way to get music out in this day and age when I think, big record labels are weirder and weirder. People hear stuff. They hear it, they listen, and they pick up on it. And the next day, bam, it's all over. You've got to hear this band. You've got to hear that band.
And it's really one of the only ways for musicians that aren't major stars to make great money.
Yeah.
The royalty checks and stuff.
What's your education, Becky? Did you study music in college?
I did. My mom is an opera singer, so I grew up and she's amazing, and I just grew up, music was like a second language in the house, and I always knew I wanted to be a singer, but when I went off to college, I didn't know of any universities that had like a singer-songwriter degree. So I just figured, well, I'll just go do opera then, and I had a great experience, but it was not... I felt very kind of lost. It wasn't right for me. So I value it a lot. And if I hadn't gone, and I wouldn't have met Nathan. And there are a lot of factors that really did work out. But as soon as I graduated, I think the day after, I went into a bar and started singing, not opera.
And you're such a nice girl too.
Yeah, that's where it all begins, unfortunately. We're talking to Barnaby Bright today. They've got a wonderful new record out called Gravity. It's an EP. They're working on a full-length CD, which will be released on the summer solstice. June 21st will be the CD coming out party, Barnaby Bright being the English expression for the first day of summer. And what will that album be called?
Well, the working title at this point is Made Up Of, but
okay.
Still, still not
cinched. Not 100% solidified, but that's what we're thinking.
Sure. And then on the road all summer long promoting the record?
That's right.
Great. Well, they're going to be stopping back here on the 2nd of April to perform our Studio 89 concert, 7 o'clock live music series that we're running through March and April. We'd be so glad to have them back. This is your chance to get a little bit of a preview of what you're going to hear on April the 2nd. Check out their CD. You have a website, I'm sure.
Yes, BarnabyBright.com.
Pick up the EP. It'll get you all ready and salivating for the full-length CD. Nathan and Becky, thank you for getting up early and braving the weather, the miles from Brooklyn, and have a safe trip to Kansas. We're going to hear one more from Barnaby Bright on 89.7 WNKU 105.9 and 104.1.
We wrote this one after a trip to Amsterdam, where they have that infamous red light district, which is something we don't have in Kansas at all. So it really sparked my imagination and thought, what would it be like if the son of a reverend in a small town fell for one of these girls in the windows? Scandal. So this is our song, Reverend's Son. It's the tip of the hat to Gillian Welch's Caleb Meyer.
Barnaby Bright, thank you, and safe travels.
Thank
we'll
you.
See
thank
you in April.
Thank you, listeners.